Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Silvia?
This is her.
All right, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
That is correct.
Okay. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
For sure, yeah, I will.
All right. So if you don't mind me asking, in what year were you born in?
I cannot give you that information. I'm an older, let's just say I'm 60 years old.
All right, that's okay. What is your race?
I am a white American Hispanic.
All right. So that would be white and there it is. Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Mr. Trump.
All right. So, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I would have to check both sides. I cannot tell you. I usually do research and see what their goals are.
All right, so would you maybe say that you would vote for like another candidate or undecided?
Undecided.
All right. So if the elections were like still held today, you have to decide right now, maybe who would you like lean towards? A Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
Undecided.
All right. So for this part, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means kind of like very cold, unfavorable feelings, and 100 is very warm, favorable feelings, and then 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, if you could please say so. So the first person is Joe Biden.
Okay, can I ask you a question so I can
Yes.
understand this? Okay,
Yes.
who are you? Do you
Well,
feel comfortable with Biden?
in this kind of a survey, I actually cannot give any of my personal opinions because we don't want to create any biases. So, like, if we kind of don't
Well,
want to influence
that's
your
not
opinion.
creating. I want to see where you're coming from, because if you're coming from the side that I don't want to vote, I wouldn't want you to get that information. Do you
Well, we
understand what I'm
actually.
saying?
Yeah, we don't actually work for like anybody. We're just an independent organization that like gives these surveys
Well,
to
I'll tell you
people.
one thing.
Just
Biden is out of the window. I mean, he's completely gone. There's no way.
All right, so
Anything regarding him.
All right, so if you could give him a rating then, what would you personally want to rate him on a scale of 0 to 100?
What is zero?
All right. 0 is very cold and unfavorable feelings, and then 100 is very
Correct.
warm, favorable
Zero.
feelings. All right.
Zero.
What about Greg Abbott?
Oh, 100.
100. All right. What about Morgan LaMantia?
I would have to undecided on that. I know.
All right. That's okay. What about Donald Trump?
100.
All right. What about Adam Hinojosa?
I'm not too sure, uncertain.
All right. And what about Ted Cruz?
Mr. Cruz has been there, and I don't see him. I would say he more likely a zero.
0. All right. So would you say that you would disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I approve.
All right, would that be maybe somewhat approve or you strongly approve?
Strongly.
All right. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
I'm not too sure about him because I haven't had chance to follow up. I usually follow up just before voting and so forth.
All right. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
What did I say about Biden? He's out the window. Trump would be one.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
Undecided.
All right. Well, if you had to, like, maybe lean towards one of them, which one would you lean towards for voting, Democrat Colin Allred or Republican Ted Cruz?
So then I could say that either one or the other could be at 50%.
Well, for this kind of part of the survey, the options are either, like, would you want to lean towards voting for Democrat Colin Allred or Republican Ted Cruz, or maybe another candidate that's not mentioned here?
Probably another candidate.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
Undecided on that.
All right.
I would have to do research.
All right. Well, if you had to, like, lean towards one of them, who would you think you would have leaned towards for in terms of voting?
Well, not Cruz.
All right. So would that be Democrat Roland Gutierrez?
I believe. I'm not too sure.
All right. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote for?
I cannot answer that question. I cannot.
All right.
Like the other question. I just don't. I know who I want to vote for president, and I know for the state of Texas who I want to vote for.
All right. Well, and if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Those two, I've read up a little bit on both, but I'm not too sure yet. I need to do some other research.
Okay. So
in order for me to decide. Mm-hmm. If you cannot take my answer, then we can quit this questionnaire.
All right, it's okay, don't worry. Now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. And for each one, mm-hmm. if you could please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. So this kind of rating goes, if you think this should not be a priority at all, this should be a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. So the first one is supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High.
All right, so high priority. What about supporting a productive health care choices for women?
I would say highly.
Okay, high priority. What about supporting public schools?
Oh, highly, definitely.
All right. What about securing the border?
Highly.
And what about ensuring access to affordable, quality health care?
Now, that is a bunch of crack because they say that, but eventually the insurances go up, you know. So I would say not really. I mean, medium.
Medium? All right, medium priority. So thinking about the elections in November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. And after each, if you could please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the options go as, if after hearing the statement, it makes you want to much less likely vote for them, somewhat less likely vote for them, somewhat more likely to vote for them, or much more likely to vote for them. And the first one is a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Somebody that challenges candidate. What candidate?
Mm-hmm. It's a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Oh, I am not against what Abbott is trying to do. So does that answer your question?
Yeah,
if somebody's voting against him, I am not going to
all right,
vote for the other person.
So would that be that makes you much less likely to support them or somewhat less
yes.
likely?
Yes, much less.
All right. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Much.
Would
yes.
that be much less likely? All right. A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban.
A candidate supports
against abortion?
Yes, a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban.
I would likely vote for him.
All right, so would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more.
All right. And a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
I would support him.
All right, so would that be maybe much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much.
All right. And a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community.
The community itself, you're talking about laws, policies, procedures, things like that for them?
I guess you could say that. It really just matters how you want to interpret it in general, because in this, like, kind of survey, it's kind of just left really broadly.
I'm sorry, with all due respect, or forgive me, but no, I do not support.
All right, so would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
All right. Do you happen to use WhatsApp?
I don't.
All right. And finally, I would just want to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, an Independent, a Democrat, or something else?
I never reveal what I am, if I'm a Democrat, or because there's some Democrats that are good and there's some Republicans. So my way is like either I'll take this one, and this one. Just because the panel says all Democrat, it's going to go all Democrat, because I don't believe in that. So I would say I would vote individually as other.
All right. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Is that a yes or no or nothing in between?
Oh, no, it's do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party, or do you consider yourself closer to the Republican Party? So this one, it's kind of just like if you feel closer to the Democrats or if you feel closer to the Republicans.
I don't want to answer that question.
All right, that's okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
All right. What was the last year of school?
Moderate. I'm moderate.
Moderate, all right. Moderate. All right, there it is. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
12.
All right. And just strictly for verification purposes, I am speaking with Sylvia, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
I'm not voting, right? I'm not voting. You're just doing a survey.
Oh, no, it's just a survey. It's really just a survey. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Feel free to say yes or no if you would like.
No.
All right, that's okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. This will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for answering these questions and for being here.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Good job.